Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year in the Inyan of Chuppah Kona. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Beis, explains that Chuppah is Yichud Haroi Labia, that he secludes himself with this woman that in such a way that they could theoretically engage in marital intercourse. And if the woman is Asuralo, if she's forbidden to him, then it is not a valid Chuppah. So brings the Ran, that in order to have in the Subastaf Alf Adapi Arif, Midivrei Bala Iter, that you can't be Machnas Isha L'chup until you write a Ksuba, because until you write a Ksuba, they're usher to each other. So you see, they have to be mutter to each other in order to have a Chup. And so Paskins the Rambam, so you see, you sell the Lefi Rambam, for the Ran, you need a Chup Rui Labia in order for it to be a valid Chupa. So the Lechem Mishnah, the Mepharshim, asked, Perak Yudah, Chasish L'Achabez, and others, that from the sugya in Yevamos that we quoted in the previous shir, that this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is their chuppah lepsulos, that if a grusha bas kohen goes into the chuppah with her husband who's a kohen, the ask Rav is that this chuppah is valid, it passels her menat shurma because she got married in a forbidden way, and so paskins the Rambam. So this is shver, this is chuppah shen ori labia. A grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. So what's pshat that this chuppah was a valid chuppah that passels her from eating shurma because she's grushas with a kohen? It's a chuppah shen aroi labia. Chuppah shen aroi labia is not chuppah. The hasura ha'isha labayla. So if pashat that the chuppah is not a valid chuppah. So how can Rav say that yesh chuppah lepsulos, that this is a valid, and how can the Rambam paskin even more? The Rambam himself paskins that you need chuppah aroi labia, and yet the Rambam paskins yesh chuppah lepsulos, that if you have chuppah with a pasul woman, it's a valid chuppah. How could that be? How could that be? We know the Rambam paskins, the Inin Chuppah Rui Labia, and there's not Chuppah Rui Labia. So based on what we said in the previous year, we can answer this kasha, says Rav Ruderman, that the Rambam says, Yesh Chuppah Lepsula, is not talking about Chuppah that precedes, that comes after the Kiddushin. Yesh Chuppah Lepsula is talking about the Chuppah that precedes the Kiddushin. If the Chuppah comes after the Kiddushin, it has to be Rui Labia. That's the Rambam passage, that's to be Rui Labia. But it precedes the Kedushin, doesn't have to be Rui Labia, because it's Pashat that Chuppah that precedes Kedushin doesn't have to be Rui Labia. Of course, you can't have a Bia without the Kedushin. Right, we said that according to the Rambam, it's Mefurish and other Rishonim, maybe the Rambam also holds that if you have Chuppah that precedes the Kedushin, once you do the Kedushin, then the Chuppah is automatically going to take effect. So, let's say you do such a Chuppah with a puzzle. There, the Rambam holds that this will passel her from eating truma. If she's a bas kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. If she's a grusha, and she has this type of chuppah with a kohen, it's not real labia. It doesn't matter because we're talking about chuppah that precedes the kedushin. It doesn't have to be real labia. The only chuppah that's real labia is chuppah that comes after the kedushin. So we learn in Yuman that Beis Amud Aleph, the Rebbe Yehuda says that you set aside a woman for the kohen gadol for Yom Kippur, lest his wife die. It says v'chibur v'adavad beis. So Beis Zuishto, he needs to have a wife. So Rebbe Yehuda holds that Rechosh, his wife might die. Wife of the Kohen Gadol before the Gemara Avoda, and since the Avoda Psula in lo emein isha the Kohen Gadol, so therefore you're maskin lo maskinim lo isha acheres, set aside another woman shema tamas ishto. And the Gemara is a whole give and take. Yuma dafka yomamad aleph, what you do, because until he marries her, it's not beso. And if they get married before Yom Kippur, so then it's two houses. You can only have one house. That also passes in the Avoda. So how do, what do you do with this? How does he have this? The spare wife, so to speak. So Tosfos there says, you give him a base, the Ramatzal Echad, they bring the name of the Yerushalmi, that he didn't actually marry her, they just set her aside, and then if his wife died on Yom Kippur, they had a chassan on Yom Kippur, he marries her on Yom Kippur. Frek the Yerushalmi, you know how to make a kinyan on Shabbos. And to the Yerushalmi, Shem Shvus Atiru by Mikdash, Ain Shvus by Mikdash. So there's the Rabbanan of making a kinyan, it's not also in the Mikdash, therefore it's Mutter. So now we can ask, look at the Chedushia, Granat and Simon Yutes, Ladas Harambam. Ubala iter, that chuppah is only chuppah rui labia. Ran, bala iter, that chuppah is only chuppah, that's rui labia. Hare mevor b'gemar b'yuma, shirak nesua chashiv besa. So she has to be married to him in order to be considered besa. And if so, the das ha'Yerushalmi, it must be, that not only was the Kohen Gadol Makadish Yom Kippur, he also was machnas her the chuppah. Right. In order to be Beso, she needs to be Nesua. In order to be Nesua, you need to be Nichnas L'Chuppah. But Knisa L'chuppah needs Rui L'biya. And on Yom Kippur, it's not Rui L'biya. Not Yichud Rui L'biya. They can't have biya. On Yom Kippur, you're allowed to biya. No, not in this religion. L'das HaRam, such a chuppah is not effective. So Kim for the Kasha. How is it that according to the Rambam that he marries this one in Yom Kippur? It's not Chuppah Rui L'biya. It's the Kasha. Yesh lachkor b'din yichud aroy l'biya. We could say dvarim kipashtan, that if the biya is aser, this yichud is not effective to make her into an nesua. Or we can say no, that the ikar chisaron b'yichud shein aroy l'biya is that mipnei she'ish zu asura memela yichud asura gamkein. Since this woman is aser, the yichud's also aser, and therefore the yichupa is disqualified because there's no yichud that's mutter. You need a mutter yichud. You don't have a mutter yichud, it's no good. And what's not going to be a mutter yichud? If you can't have bia, it's not a mutter yichud. So what's the nafkamina between these two tzadim? If it's mitzad the yichud or mitzad the bia? Nafkamina is when the bia is aser, but there's no aser yichud. According to the first tzad, it's not going to be effective because the bia is aser. But according to the second tzad, it's going to be effective b'di'evet since the yichud is mutter. So you can be koner with such a yichud. So with this, we can make Yashiv Dasa Rambam, that the Iker is Kitzad Hasheni, that you need Yichud HaMutter, that Yichud that's permitted. And if you're Matir Yichud, then Mahani HaChupa, even though the B itself is Aser. And according to this, we have no problem with the Yerushalmi, because there's no Iser, Yichud, between a man and his wife on Yom Kippur. He's allowed to have Yichud with her. Not allowed to have Bia. So Memela, since this Kohen Gadol is marrying this woman, is going to have yichud with her. He's allowed to have yichud with her. He's just not allowed to have bia. That's beseder. The whole reason you need yichud or royal bia is not mitzad the bia. It's mitzad the yichud. The yichud has to be mutter, and the royal bia is the siman that it's a mutter yichud. So here was the yotzei min haklal. Here the bia is taka aser, but the yichud is mutter, and that's enough to make them married. And mit dem, we can faren for nocha kasha. Can answer another question? I think that's the way you say it in Portuguese. Rambam Paskins, perek vav, miochas elvel. Halacha hey, that even though an ovel is aser, lisa isha tel shoshim yom le'evlo, tarnished chasen amachin, 30 days, he's not allowed to make a wedding, lo aleinu, when he's an ovel, 30 days after the death of his relative. However, he hasn't yet been kind to his peer of Arivia, or he has little children, or he has nobody to be, and he needs this woman, help him, or nobody to help him. So he's allowed to take this woman, marry her immediately, but he's not allowed to be with her. Biz dratsik peg. 30 days, no bia. But you can marry her. Marry her, just, you know, hands off. So this is difficult. But since he's aser b'tashm shamita kol lamed yom, so it's a chubba shen aroi labia. A chubba shen aroi labia. The chuppah shen aroi labia. So then, how is this a valid chuppah? How does the Rambam say mutter l'konsa miyad? You can't do it. It's not going to be a valid nisuin. Based on what we said, it's gevaldik. You're allowed to have yichud within these 30 days, just not have bia. So there's no chisaron here of yichud shen aroi labia, because all for the yichud shen aroi labia is mitzad the yichud. But here the yichud's mutter. Normally you need yichud aroi labia, because if it's not aroi labia, then yichud's aser. But here the yichud's mutter. Therefore, he can marry her. However, Pshat Lashon Rambam is not mashma like we're saying. Rambam is mechalek b'yichud she'ena roi labia between a case that the yichud is mutter and the yichud is asur. It's mashma she'bechol ofen she'abia asura lo mahani chupas. Say this is a little forced to answer. The Rambam doesn't give a remez to that. But as long as the yichud is okay, then we don't need that. Then they don't have to be roi labia. Rambam pashtus, it has to be roi labia. Roi labia means roi labia means roi labia. So maybe we can say it a little bit differently. It says in the Gemara in Yomadaf, you can come on a base. Shadas Rabbi Yudu sheafal pi shekoyin gadol makriv oinan. Nevertheless, midrabbanan asru ba'avoda shem yavo lechol menakot shem asurim lo shushu oinin. And go to the ladder be macrovine. Not allowed to eat. But he's macrov, but he's allowed to be macrov. Midrabbanan they asked him about voda, lest he eat from the kachin that are usher to him, because he's anointed. Affecting word that Yudalid, that Rabbi Yehuda was choshesh, Shema Tamas Yishol Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur, and therefore maskin lo yishacheres, Shema Tamas HaRishona. Shem Tamas HaRishona, why do you have another man, woman for this guy, for this Kohen Gadol? So he can continue the avoda. Since his wife dies, he's anointed. And then he's also about avoda. So how b'chaz he doing the avoda? And so the Gemara, that since it's Yom Kippur, and nobody eats from the kachim anyway, if we're not choshesh, the Kohen Gadol is going to eat. And only b'shayim Moshe Shana, that other quantum from the kachim, there were choshesh, the Kohen Gadol would eat from the forbidden kachim. So now we can say, that it's not yichud, it's not effective. Yichud shana roi labia. I know. Shana chisaron mitzad etzem ayichud. The chisaron isn't, the problem isn't mitzad the yichud itself. It's only when the woman's asurim. Then Chazal Rechoshesh, that if they're misyached, the yichud haroi labia, he's going to come lidei avera. So therefore the rabbis, they passed such a yichud. But on Yom Kippur, but anyway, everyone's asur b'tash b'shamita. There's no chash at all, he's going to be bold. This woman, b'toch chupasa b'iser, because everybody else is also asur and bia, like we find about achila b'onein. But since everyone's asur anyway, achila b'onein, so the Kohen Gadol is not going to come to eat. Therefore, in such a case, Chazal didn't require yichud haroi labia. Because no chash, they're going to come to Isser. Normally, Chazal say, you need a yichud haroi labia. If it's not roi labia, we're afraid you're going to come to Isser. And therefore, they passed such a yichud. But here, they didn't pass the yichud because it's not going to come to bia. They said it's a good yichud. And we're not worried it's going to come to bia because everybody's Isser to have bia. So that's one mahalach. And there's another. And that is behekdem, that we find in the pasuk. Shnei mine yachas shebein ish liishta. Sometimes a wife is called beso, chiper bado bad beso, beso zuishta. And sometimes she'ero, kim le she'ero akor aveilov. Yivu chaval of beis, and bidarshin, yivam chaval of beis, and beis, she'ero zuishta. Birad varm nirin. Shechupa includes two things. Hugomer kenyan ovisha v'nase beiso. One, he finishes the kenyan, she's his house. And also, there's the inovishas. She'era. That's ishas. V'nei b'chol dinei Torah, right, that's how she becomes his relative, she'ero zu ishto. And that's the inyan of ishus. Now that she's his relative, they can have ishus. So she's his beso, and she's gomer kinyano b'ishto, she becomes beso, and she becomes she'ero. Now b'chol dinei Torah she'echem l'isha nisua, we have to distinguish if the Torah required only beso or even she'ero. In order to be matami to his wife, if he's a Kohen, or to inherit her, it says she'ero avavodas yom kippurim, or chilas truma, doesn't say she'ero. Well, it's enough beso. So the pirudas haramam, that the ram requires yichud roi labia, that's only that she should have a din she'ero. But that's as far as the bia is concerned. That's as far as the ishus aspect is concerned. But Gemara Kenyan lachol adin beso, but just that she should have a din beso, Gemara Kenyan, that's enough. Even if it's chol b'shena roi labia, because through this he's machnis l'rishuso v'gomer b'kinyano. So according to this, for and for dalakashis, that the Rav holds yesh chol b'lipsulos, even though it's not roi labia, they were talking about passing the v'achilas truma, dinei truma is totally b'din beso. It doesn't have to be chol b'roi labia. There, the whole word is beso. Dine truma is tali be beso. Doesn't say she'era. by Achilas Truma. So then, since there it's talking about the psul of her eating truma, if she's someone's bias, a forbidden man's bias, that's enough to passel her. So memela doesn't have to be chuppah rilapia. And also, why does it help have chuppah on Yom Kippur, even though it's not rilapia? Because there it's enough to have besa. You don't need she'era. The Rambam was permitted for an avel to get married within 30 days. So in Hanami, these 30 days, she's not she'ero, but she's beso. That's enough to make her beso. She's not she'ero. And only in Yanam HaTulim b'she'er, like Heter Arusa Levaila, or Heter Tumas Kohen Liishto, they're the Rambam Paskins, that if she's a sewer, it's no good, because you need to have a real Abiyah. There it has to be Sheer. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learned Big Yiseldos, and B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we should be Zelchet to continue. Lil Modu Lamed, Lishma B'las, L'chaim, it's called Beit Salam, to us, Hava, Amen, V'yamen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.